Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you...
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/radio and use code radio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/radio and use code radio at checkout.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Real Country 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and a federal judge in New York held a hearing on whether to approve the Justice Department's request to dismiss the corruption case against New York City Mayor Eric Adams. ABC's Aaron Kutursky was inside the courtroom.
We expect a written decision, probably granting the motion to dismiss, and that'll be the end of it. But with the parties on the record publicly saying what this really is, even if it isn't a quid pro quo, there is clearly an expectation that the mayor is going to do what the president wants when it comes to immigration enforcement, because this will be dismissed without prejudice, meaning it could come back in the future. And Emil Bovey said as much on the record.
Growing concerns after President Trump made false claims that Ukraine is to blame for Russia's invasion. Longtime U.S. allies now concerned the U.S. is shifting its alliance. Much of the country locked in a deep freeze with the cold temperatures shattering records in the South. This is ABC News. The measles outbreak in West Texas, now the worst in 30 years and grown to 58 cases.
Like coronavirus, the measles vaccine spreads person to person through the air. Unlike coronavirus,
it's the most infectious virus we have.
Luckily, says Dr. Ron Cook of the Lubbock Community Health Authority, the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine is one of the most effective vaccines we have.
The reason we haven't seen measles in 21 years is most people get their MMR.
It's required for kids entering public school, but parents can refuse based on religious or personal convictions. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
A New Jersey man is training to climb Mount Kilimanjaro, and he's not letting a physical obstacle get in his way. Jeff Harmon has been in a wheelchair since 2017, but he's training to conquer the 19,000-foot mountain in Tanzania this September. To those facing similar challenges, he says you are capable of so much more than you might believe. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a walk-up with central air and a skylight, and you found it. Now, every Friday night, you get to fall asleep to the sound of your downstairs neighbor's dance parties. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print it all for my business.
Oh, if you can think it, Staples can print it. And we'll beat any print quote.
Oh, great. I'm thinking new brochures and yard signs.
No problem.
I'm thinking calendars, t-shirts, and pens.
Totally.
I'm thinking Staples is the place for printing.
I thought you might think that.
Right now at Staples, get up to $250 off your print purchase. Ends 4-5 exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details. Price match guarantee valid in-store and staples.com/print. Visit staples.com/price match for details.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and not as cold tonight. Lows 5 to 10 below, wind chill to 20 below. Mostly sunny, a little warmer tomorrow, a high in the mid-teens, and around 20 Friday. A warming trend kicks in for Friday and the upcoming weekend. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath & Shower. 800-329-4115. Currently, it's 6.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin warning Republican plans to cover massive tax cuts through $880 billion in cuts to the program which provides health insurance for low-income Americans will hit close to home.
For instance, in both Wisconsin and Iowa, about 20% of our population gets health care from Medicaid.
President Trump now indicating support for a Republican budget resolution in the House that would impose cuts on Medicaid. A school funding referendum in Juneau County crossed the finish line Tuesday on a third attempt. Voters in the school district of Mauston approving the referendum after district officials warned it wouldn't be able to operate beyond the 2026-27 school year without additional funding. Milwaukee police say a 25-year-old man died Tuesday after running a red light and colliding with two semi-trucks. No one else hurt.
Attention, recently retired folks. A new adventure is waiting for you at Covison Buses. Many retirees are driving bus for a second career. Bring home an extra income and enjoy a flexible work schedule. Be a positive influence and help the kids in your community. Covison Buses has immediate openings. Starting wages just increased to its highest level. Visit Covison.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Covison terminal near you.
Calling all moms looking for a great part-time job? Moms across Wisconsin are bringing home a great paycheck without paying for childcare, a twofold win. Join the Mom Army at Covison and bring your child to work. Now is your chance. Be a positive influence and help get the kids in your community to school. Covison Buses has immediate openings. Starting wages just increased to its highest level. Moms, find out how you can join the Mom Army at Covison. Visit Covison.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Covison terminal near you.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one feeling. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at AdventHealth.com/human spirit.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. The Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. And Anibis Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment dealer, Durand. There's no Pepin County board meeting tonight. Due to the lack of agenda items, Board Chair Tom Milliron canceled this month's meeting. The next scheduled meeting of the county board will be set for March 19th. Four students from the Durand, Arkansas School District will join more than 330 other students from Western Wisconsin competing in the Skills USA Regional Competition on February 27th and 28th at UW-Stout. The students will be competing in various categories, including manufacturing, technical math, 3D printing, and design, and more. Those who place in the regional competition will advance to participate in the 52nd Annual Skills USA Wisconsin State Leadership and Skills Conference in Madison. Founded in 1973, Skills USA Wisconsin, with more than 2,500 members in over 150 chapters, is a partnership of students, teachers, and industry representatives working together to ensure America has the skilled workforce needed to stay competitive. A Western Wisconsin home is a total loss after a fire. The township of Brunswick said crews responded to the scene and found a fire at a house on Norris Road. After fighting the fire for 4 hours, crews declared the home a total loss. Eau Claire and Altoona fire departments also were there to help, along with first responders from surrounding areas. No injuries were reported. The township says the cause is still under investigation. The three candidates vying to become the next administrator for Chippewa County got to meet with members of the county board. Each candidate's got to share why they thought the board should pick them for the position. They offered their own ideas and new plans for the role. The current administrator, Randy Schultz, is retiring in March when the new administrator is appointed by the board. The election on April 1st for the state superintendent of public instruction is now set. Voters in Wisconsin selected incumbent Dr. Jill Utterly and education consultant Brittany Kinzer in yesterday's primary, with Sauk Prairie School District Superintendent Jeff Wright coming in third. Utterly has been the state superintendent since 2021. She's supported by the Democratic Party. Kinzer is the support of the Republican Party in the nonpartisan election. Minnesota 2nd District Congresswoman Angie Craig is considering a run for the U.S. Senate. The Democrat released a statement yesterday saying she's seriously looking at a possible run for the open Senate seat in Minnesota. Incumbent Tina Smith announced last week she would not run for re-election in 2026, leaving a wide-open race. If Craig formally announces her bid for Senate, she would go up against Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan for the party nomination. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chent Fitzsmith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chent Fitzsmith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi. Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
The Durand, Arkansas School Board is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include hearings and possible action on a petition filed by Margo and Bryce Purgett to detach a small portion of land from the Durand, Arkansas School District and attach it to the Eau Claire School District. A petition from Jennifer and Travis Smith to detach a small parcel of land from the Eau Claire School District and attach it to the Durand, Arkansas School District. There will also be reports from the district administrator and building administrators. Tonight's meeting begins at 6 in the boardroom at Durand, Arkansas High School. The Dunn County Board is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include a report from Health and Human Services regarding refugee resettlement, budget adjustments for the health department and administration, and reports from committee chairs and department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 7 p.m. in room 54 of the Dunn County Government Center. The University of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman has announced the appointment of John Chenoweth as interim chancellor of UW River Falls. Rothman says he anticipates that Chenoweth will serve as interim chancellor for an extended period. Interim appointments can be up to 3 years. Chenoweth currently is the provost and vice chancellor for academic affairs at UW-Whitewater and is replacing Michael Martin. That appointment is effective on March 1st. The Committee on Finance and Budget members are contemplating renovations at the Eau Claire County Government Center. This would make security on the second floor safer. Right now, if an inmate must go to the court branches 4 or 5, which are on the other side of the facility, they would need to be walked down a public hallway. Officials say that can present a danger to families and witnesses. Now, if this is approved, a design would take 3 to 6 months, and construction would take 6 to 9 months. The Chippewa Falls City Council voted Tuesday night to sell a portion of land to Asperius Health to build a new hospital. The land is on the southeast side of Chippewa Falls and is currently owned by the city. The hospital would be built along Chippewa Crossing Boulevard, just west of Highway 178. This was the last step before construction of the new hospital can begin. Starting next week, in compliance with USDA, the state of Minnesota will begin to test raw cow milk for bird flu. Since milk is pasteurized, there's no worry about the milk that's currently being sold in stores. Since last year, a total of 9 cases of bird flu have been found in cows around the state of Minnesota, none in Wisconsin. Health officials would like to remind everyone to avoid drinking raw milk and consuming dairy products that are made from raw milk. You're listening to WRDN News.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durant can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. As the area's number one home seller, we have the experience and commitment to help you navigate the complex real estate market. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned veteran looking to sell your current property, Prime Realty is your guide toward home ownership. Like Prime Realty Guys on Facebook or visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
A nonprofit is needing help in making sure that everyone buried at Fort Snelling National Cemetery is remembered Memorial Day. Every year, American flags are placed at the headstones in the cemetery. 50,000 flags are needed to be replaced in time for this year's Memorial Day holiday. If you would like to help, Flags for Fort Snelling will take financial donations to replace the flags. Just visit their website for more information. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Bowman feeling peachy about Atlanta. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Good morning, guys. I just want to warn you, traffic is tough out there.
We are here for you to tell you how to keep safe.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can.
To provide the music, talk, and sports you love. And to deliver the news that matters to you. We are the voices you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Welcome to more.
Got a great year ahead.
Where the roads don't have limits on how fast you can go or the sights you're going to see.
Oh, we got trouble.
Welcome to new places. Familiar faces.
Wow.
And memories in the making.
That's pretty, baby. Woo!
Welcome to a whole new season of NASCAR. The NASCAR Cup Series brought to you by Busch Light at Atlanta, Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox.
After finishing 5th last September at Atlanta Motor Speedway, Alex Bowman is feeling confident about his chances this Sunday in the Peach State's first NASCAR Cup Series clash of 2025. The Hendrick Motorsports pilot breaks down how the Super Speedway has evolved since its reconfiguration in 2021.
It's certainly gotten slicker, but I feel like our cars have all gotten a little bit better too. So probably kind of balanced out there a little bit. There's a couple bumps. I don't know. I think the racing will probably look similar this year to last year. I don't know that it'll change all that much, but we were really, really strong in the fall Atlanta race. So I'm excited to get back there. We had a phenomenal race car, and yeah, I think we're going to have a shot to win for sure.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-549-TERM. 866-549-TERM. 866-549-TERM.
NBA regular season resumes tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Heading into the final stretch of the season, Oklahoma City and Cleveland are the conference leaders. The Bucks will wait until tomorrow night to resume, playing host to the LA Clippers at Fiserv Forum. Another day of spring work for the Brewers today after holding their first full squad workout yesterday. They'll open Cactus League play against the Reds on Saturday. Brewers will have a luxury in the outfield. Garrett Mitchell expected to be the team's everyday center fielder, but Blake Perkins should see plenty of opportunity after earning a Gold Glove Finalist Award for his play last season.
Very grateful seeing the support from like my teammates, from the staff, from family and friends, and then getting recognition from my peers around the league is very cool, and it's humbling and very grateful.
College hoops, Wisconsin won their fifth in a row last night, 95-74 over Illinois. Marquette rolled to an 80-56 win over Seton Hall. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking public comment on future wildlife management objectives. The public is encouraged to provide feedback on the agency's next strategic wildlife plan. More details when we return, but first...
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
The Wisconsin DNR is currently drafting a strategic plan for managing our state's wildlife species and habitat and is seeking public feedback on the plan's objectives. The strategic plan will guide how the DNR's wildlife program prioritizes its resources and work in the coming years. The DNR values public input and considers it important for Wisconsinites to weigh in on the draft plan's objectives and share what citizens consider the most important. The DNR is taking public input on the plan through Friday, February 28th. For more information on the strategic planning process and to offer your own public input, visit the agency's Wildlife Management Strategic Plan Updates webpage. Just go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Wildlife Management Strategic Plan. There's a link there to an input form that takes about 10 minutes to fill out. Participation is voluntary and all responses are anonymous. Just fill it out by February 28th. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and not as cold tonight. Lows 5 to 10 below, wind chill to 20 below. Mostly sunny and a little warmer tomorrow, a high in the mid-teens and around 20 Friday. A warming trend kicks in for Friday and the upcoming weekend. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower. 800-329-4115. Currently, it's 6.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. We are ringside literally at this point at NCC the Classic as we've got cattle shows underway. Simmental's in the ring right now making their bull selection. So if you hear some extra chatter coming off the background, that is, of course, our judge busy making his selections in the ring. Looking at a variety of things today in the market trades, we'll talk a little bit about demand in the corn and the technicals of everything that we've seen and looking as well as demand on the bean side. We've got a lot to unpack from a grain perspective today as Jeff Peterson joins us. He is with Heartland Farm Partners. So kind of wanted to start out, what would you describe when you look at the corn and the bean markets that we've seen as of late?
Well, as you dig in and take a look at that, Susan, we had a really strong run going, and then we ran into some resistance today. You know, we ended up seeing some things sell off today, ended up having that March corn down 4.5. We had March soybeans down 6.75. And then we had some additional pressure on the wheat that I think spilled over also into corn and soybeans. Yet had the Kansas City March contract down 13.5. If you sit back and just kind of think about, okay, there's the price action, but what's really going on? Well, the markets on the corn side have been trying to get itself up to fair value. Ever since we go back to that January 10th report, it was in the process of adjusting, and the funds were helping it move higher. Funds continue to add to the long position. Now, this past week, we did see a little bit of selling in corn, but I think we did see a little bit more buying here early in the week. Did see a little bit more selling here, but overall, the funds are still, you know, long over 300,000 contracts over on the soybean side. They're still long there also, but they've shortened up that position. They've sold off some of their long, but now the market's looking at, you know, what's going on down in South America and ultimately, you know, where is fair value for this grain. And we just had a little profit taken today, Susan.
So as we take a look at other factors that are weighed in, what about the demand side of it, especially for this corn market right now?
You know, the demand has been really good. You know, we had export sales inspections came out yesterday, you know, at 63 million bushels that were shipped this last week. That would be a new all-time record, you know, for that week. And also, as we look back, that census report also showed us that on the export side for January, we set a new, you know, preliminary data would suggest we're setting a new record for the amount of corn that was exported, shipped out of the country in January. And then we look at our just overall our current, you know, sales that we have in the books right now. USDA out of the February WASDE report said we're going to be up about 6.9% on corn exports compared to last year. And actually right now we're running at 28.2% on our export inspections, a little stronger. And really our main competitor would be, you know, Brazil, and they're just in a process of planting their crops. You know, we're very competitive right now, and any additional demand on the corn side will come over to the U.S. Then as you look at the ethanol side, ethanol margins are seeing some pressure. There's some margins that are reported, you know, that some of them are even not making any money, and some of them are barely even covering their variable cost. And it could slow up our ethanol crush just a little bit. And then over on the feed side, overall, everything indicates right now our feed numbers are at least good enough to reach what USDA is forecasting.
What about from a technical perspective?
You know, from a technical side, everything was looking really good. If you take a look at the corn, that corn market first, you know, on the March corn, We'd had a hard time breaking through that $5 level. Got up to $4.99 3/4. Finally, yesterday, we're able to break through it. Got all the way up to $5.04 1/4. And actually today, we actually went up and set a new high for the move. Went all the way up to $5.04 1/2. Now, that $5.04 1/2 area, we met a lot of selling. Saw a lot of selling there. Actually, that's a resistance point. If you take it all the way back, it goes all the way back to May 28. So there's a lot of sellers lined up there. So not a big surprise when we see our first run at that number and then see us get pushed back down. You know, we are finding some good support in this area in that 496 to 497 area. There's some good support. We know as the market reverses, tries to make another run higher, we'll run into resistance at that 504.5 area. If we're able to break that, then the next level resistance would be up in that 508.25 area. And I think the market's got a shot at that yet. May not be able to do it right now. One of the things that we have coming into play right now, we've got the March option expirations coming up here shortly. And it kind of looks like that $5 level is an area that some people are, you know, kind of sizing up as where there could be selling and buying. It could happen in that area at maybe a little bigger pace than what we'd really expect. So that might put a little bit of pressure on that market for the time being. But once we get past that, I think then that'll open the door to still get us a little bit higher price action in corn.
You know, Jeff, everybody's watching, too, what's happening down in South America with not only harvest underway, but planting underway as well. And we've heard of some record yields, maybe some change up of some numbers that are headed our way. So how does everything look right now and the progress you're seeing?
You know, they're making some good progress on the beans. You know, they're not fully caught up yet, but they're getting well on their way on the bean harvest. It looks like the weather we have in front of us looks like some drier conditions for Mato Grosso, at least here in the next 7 days. Now, the thing we have to watch, though, is out in the 8 to 14 day period, it does look like there could be some additional showers that could come in. That'll be great for that Safrina corn crop that's getting planted, but it could put a little bit of pressure on getting, you know, the additional acres planted that aren't already in the ground. We do have to keep an eye on Argentina. Argentina still does have a little bit of dryness in pockets. Now, it does look like they're going to have a little bit better moisture, but overall, there still is some room for that crop, I think, to decline a little bit yet. So we're going to have to watch that really close, Susan.
So do you think when we get the next report that we'll see some change-ups going when it looks at those harvest numbers?
Yeah, I think as we dig in and look, I think there's a few things in the next report. So, you know, the March report will come out, and I think a couple things that we could see. I think we could see the demand numbers increased on the corn side for sure. There'd be room to do it on exports. There'd be room to do it on the ethanol side. Soybeans, they may hold off. I think there's evidence there that they could do it, but I think they'll probably wait there.
All right. Well, stick around, folks. More is coming up as we get ready here for the second half of the Channel Final Bell. We'll kind of look at some corn. Where's the value of what we see on that and the demand side as well for our soybean complex? We are broadcasting NCC The Classic underway in Kearney, Nebraska. It is the Wednesday version of the Channel Final Bell right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Our conversation does continue this afternoon with Jeff Peterson. Jeff is with Heartland Farm Partners. We left off kind of talking about what was going on in South America and any possible number changes there. But that brings up the next question when it comes to the corn. You look at the value of it. Is it at this point overvalued at this point?
Yeah, that's a question we get asked a lot here. And, you know, you've heard me talk about this a lot, about that, the importance of that stocks to use ratio. And so easiest way for us to really look at that, Susan, would be to go back to the February WASDE report. We take our total supply minus our total demand and end up with our amount of ending stocks. That amount of ending stocks is that amount of grain that the USDA is saying we'll have left over at the end of the crop year. And for corn, the crop year runs from September 1st. So we're in the 2024 crop year. Runs from September 1st of 2024 through August 31st of 2025. So the ending stocks in that 25 crop is that amount we'll have left over as we get out to the end of August in 2025. We take that amount of ending stocks, those extra bushels, and we divide that by the amount of total demand, we get a stocks to use percentage. Once we have that stocks to use percentage, we can then go back and look at different points in time and say, okay, how are we setting value-wise? And one of the things we like to do is we like to go in and say, all right, what does it look like if we're on the day of the March report? What would the prices for May futures be? And as we've went back and did that research, what we have found is that we fair value really would be probably coming in somewhere in about that 510 to 515 area. And as a result of that, I'd say, you know, we're right in and around close to fair valued as we look at that. If we look back at where we would be in the February report based off of the March futures, so we've got the March report is what I just talked about for May futures. Now we come back and say in the February report, what about for March price? It says we probably have about another 5 or 10 cents upside to be at fair value. So no, at this point, we're not overvalued on corn, Susan.
So how are we looking as we look at the soybean side of it, Jeff? Demand for beans at this time? I know we've got a big competitor to the south.
Yeah, we definitely have a big competitor to the south. They're going to end up having a big crop. One of the things we did end up seeing here today is AgroConsult. AgroConsult is just an agency that does consulting down in Brazil, and they are just working on a crop tour, which they're going through the whole nation of Brazil. And they actually did lower their production number about a million metric tons, and they're through about half their fields. And really what they're citing down there is they're saying, you know, there was some dryness down in Rio Grande do Sul, Mato Grosso do Sul, and so that hurt yields. Now, we know yields are very good, and this is still going to be a very good crop. It yields are very good up there in Mato Grosso, and actually Mato Grosso in the, you know, central part or center west part of Brazil looks like it will set some new records there. So overall, we've got really good production, you know, coming out of South America. But as we dig deeper in and look at the demand and how that's stacking up, you know, soybean export sales are hanging in there really pretty well. Coming out of the February WASDE report, USDA said we'd be up about 7.7% on exports. Right now, we're running about 11%. Now, what we know is we've got a lot of competition, that crop that I was just talking about. You know, they're going to be, they're the market right now. We're going to pick up some demand, but they're the main demand. Crush numbers look really good coming out of USDA. We had the NAPO crush numbers out yesterday, you know, and ended up setting a new record for January, and actually the second highest amount of soybeans crushed, you know, overall came in at 200.4 million bushels. So our demand on the crush side is really good on the bean side.
So then what are some of the factors we need to be watching out for when it comes to demand for both corn and soybeans?
You know, there's a lot of factors we got to keep an eye on. You know, we want to watch that Argentine weather. Overall, it seems like it's stabilizing a little bit. But this last week, Dr. Cadonier, who we really respect his opinion on his thoughts on South American production, you know, he did lower his Argentine production on both corn and beans. And he cited that going forward that he had kind of a neutral to lower bias going forward. So even though we've been picking up some rains, I don't necessarily know that if we've picked up quite enough there. So we need to watch that weather. We also want to watch the weather that's happened in Mato Grosso to see how they're able to get that soybean crop harvested and how quickly they're able to get that corn crop planted. That's a farina crop, because what we know is that their window's closing fast. Optimally, they'd like to have everything planted by February 20th, and we know that time's clicking by, so not all their bushels will be, not all those acres of corn on the safrina side will be planted by that time. That opens up to potentially some problems where we could see some of that crop actually pollinating in warmer and drier conditions than we'd like to see. We also want to keep a very close eye on what the export pace is. You know, if our exports are holding up okay, USDA has their annual outlook meeting on February 27th and February 28th. We really want to watch closely what they're using for yields in that report, because those yields a lot of time get pulled forward into our first attempt at the 25 crop, which will, you know, those numbers come out from USDA in May. In addition, we want to keep a very close eye on what's going on with the tariff side, Susan.
All right. Lots that we discussed today. Jeff, what's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
You bet. Give me a call at 402-366-4694. Check us out on the web at heartlandfarmpartners.com or follow me on X, formerly Twitter, at JeffPeterson01.
All right. Jeff Peterson's been joining us today. That's the Channel Final Bell. Channel Final Bell is brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
They're tomorrow's business leaders and teachers, engineers and scientists. Today's young people learning to be the best they can be as members of the FFA, preparing for demanding careers in the years ahead. Today and every day in 2025, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members and volunteers.
Recognizing our local FFA chapters for all of their hard work throughout the entire year, this FFA salute brought to you by O'Galley Cheese Factory, open 7 days a week, Highway 25, Durand.
O'Galley Cheese is the home of award-winning Parmesan and Asiago cheeses. O'Galley Cheese starts with high-quality milk from local dairy farms, all located within 25 miles of Durand. O'Galley Cheese salutes all farmers and the youth of our community for continuing the important tradition of the FFA. O'Galley Cheese, located 2 miles north of Durand on Highway 25, opens 7 days a week.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. Recent reports from the Federal Reserve Banks of Kansas City and Chicago indicate that farmland values across the Midwest are shifting. While some regions saw prices hold steady, others experienced declines for the first time in years. We'll take a closer look at what's happening when we come back.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
It's no surprise that farmland values have been on a strong upward trend for the past several years, fueled by high commodity prices and strong demand from both farmers and investors. But according to the latest reports from both the Chicago and Kansas City Federal Reserve Banks, that momentum may be slowing. The Chicago Fed's February Ag Letter reported that farmland values in the 7th Federal Reserve District, which includes Iowa, most of Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Wisconsin, declined by 1% in 2024. That's the first annual decrease in 5 years. However, there was still a 1% increase in the fourth quarter of the year, showing that demand remained stable in some areas. Notably, farmland values in Illinois and Indiana were down 3% year over year, while Wisconsin saw an 8% increase in farmland values. Meanwhile, the Kansas City Fed's latest ag credit survey shows that farmland values in the 10th District, covering states like Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, and parts of Missouri and Colorado, were essentially flat in 2024, rising less than 1% for non-irrigated farmland and about 2% for irrigated land. The biggest price gains were seen in ranch land, which increased by 5% year over year, driven by strength in the cattle market. One of the biggest factors impacting land values was rising farm loan interest rates, which do remain at multi-decade highs. The Kansas City Fed noted that land sales have slowed over the past year and credit conditions have been tightening. Farm income and liquidity have also weakened, with an increasing number of lenders reporting lower repayment rates and growing demand for non-real estate farm loans. Adding to concerns, working capital for farmers has tightened across the region. The Chicago Fed noted that loan renewals and extensions are increasing, indicating that more farmers are struggling with cash flow as lower commodity prices and higher input costs have squeezed margins. I'll have more when we come back.
At 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, we're building smart communities with fiber optic technology. For over 70 years, we've provided friendly, effective service to both residential and business customers. Keep your home secure with smart monitoring and enjoy seamless streaming with Select TV. 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom can boost your business with reliable network solutions to keep your team connected and productive. Discover the power of dedicated local service. Experience the speed of fiber internet and visit WWT.net today.
Looking ahead, both Federal Reserve reports indicate a more cautious outlook for farmland values in 2025. The Kansas City Fed noted that 40% of lenders in its region expect a slight drop in farmland values this year, while the Chicago Fed pointed to rising financial stress among borrowers brought on by yet another year of tight production margins. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Membership in the FFA has hit an all-time record, with more than a million members in over 9,200 chapters across the United States, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. These young people are learning to transform purpose into action. Today and every day in 2025, we salute the FFA.
Recognizing our local FFA chapters for all of their hard work throughout the entire year, this FFA salute is being brought to you by the Dairy Farm Families of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Whether you're training to be the best in the world or just the best on the block, the good habits you form in high school can propel you for the rest of your life. Protein-packed chocolate milk helps form the nutritional foundation you'll need to reach your goals. It's what elite athletes around the world choose. Rehydrate, recover, and refuel with chocolate milk.
Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and Local Promotion Group.
Not as cold tonight. Lows 5 to 10 below. Wind chill to 20 below. Mostly sunny and a little warmer tomorrow. A high in the mid-teens and around 20 Friday. Even warmer temperatures are ahead for the upcoming weekend. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower. 800-329-4115. Currently, it's 6.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Ooh, ooh. You and me going fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night, just moving slow. Almost over and the summer's come and the days are getting long. I waited all winter for the time to be right just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter if we sit forever and the fish don't bite. We'll jump in a river and cool ourselves from the heat of the night. Get ready. Ooh, ooh. You and me go fishing in the dark, lying
lullaby. Baby powder beaching to my feet has got me rolling, and the breeze through crackling leaves like a daytime campfire burn. And the ship is off to sea, and the wicked is a churn as the southern wind sings again an island lullaby. You could jump right in, let the music pull you in. You could jump right in, go and lose yourself again as the southern wind sings again an island lullaby. The locals go and no one knows where to find it. And the river starts to flow inside the clouds of misty mountain. The water from this stone below becomes a blue-green fountain as the southern wind sings again an idle lullaby. You could jump right in, let the music pull you in. You could jump right in, go and lose yourself again as the southern wind sings again an idle lullaby. La 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 la. You can find me where the music meets the ocean. If you get the notion, stop on by and play a while. Simple tune to get your love light glowing. Keep your heart wide open, disappear just like the tide. Let it roll on by. And jump right in, let the music pull you in. You could jump right in, oh, and lose yourself again as the southern wind sings again an idle lullaby. Southern wind sings again an idle lullaby. Idle lullaby.
The country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Tailgate kiss, baby, taste the moon shining off of your lips. I wanna see that, won't you smile? Still got me hooked, been hooked for a while. If you got a bottle you ain't opened yet, and an empty spot beside you in your bed, if you got some room for a little regret, let me know, girl, I've already left, yeah. If you're feeling what I'm feeling, let's mix it up. My number, baby, hit me up. If you need a little late night, pick me up. I hope you get lonely tonight. We ain't gotta make up, just kiss me. We can straight up blame it on the whiskey. You ain't gotta wake up and miss me, no. I hope you get lonely tonight. I'll burn it up the sheets with my tea on. Either way, the thought is turning me on. And I can't shake it, girl, I'm wide awake. So if you're feeling what I'm feeling, let's mix it up. You got my number, baby, hit me up. If you need a little late night, pick me up. I hope you get lonely tonight. We ain't gotta make up, just kiss me. We can straight up blame it on the whiskey. You ain't gotta wake up and miss me, no. I hope you get lonely tonight.
old-fashioned cowboys and good-hearted women.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDL.
Sun-kissed soda, your brown hair in the West Coast wind. If heaven is anywhere, 90s hits at the top of our lungs, shuffling it on, still the one. Missing turns, cause that's our song. If heaven is anywhere, it's in a blue Tacoma, California, white magnolia in your hair. Right here. Red sun melting to the blacktop. Dollar shades from a nowhere truck stop. Your kiss and that coastline. If heaven is anywhere, pull it over to the shoulder.